What's up, friends? I'm here in the breaks with Sama Alam Naylor from Sentry, Senior Developer Advocate. Sama, I want to talk to you about root cause. I know that getting to the root cause of an issue, even here at Changelog, can be quite challenging, but then we use Sentry, of course, right? So Sentry comes into play, and then suddenly we can see all the things, all the mystery behind the scenes. Talk to me about getting to root cause of an issue with Sentry.
See, what's really nice about Sentry is that it can point you to the exact line of code that went wrong and all the things around it that led up to that. So the HTTP request that might have happened and the status codes that you got back with it and the data that you got back with it or the data that you posted. Everything is in that issue view to help you diagnose the issue without having to even go to your code or go to your server logs. Everything is there captured for you. And alongside that, you also have the ability to use session replay, which combines the what the user did on the web page, on the phone, on the device as well. So you can marry up the actions that led to it, all of the data behind the scenes, the HTTP requests, and then the line of code and the function and everything else that happened around it. And you can even see, for example, if the error came from like a dependency and not your code itself, because it will show you the exact kind of like dev error you would get in your console if you were running it locally. And that's just so valuable because, you know, especially as a dev working in these larger organizations with a billion microservices, you're running Docker locally to get like a billion microservices started and connected up to like run a checkout flow, for example, on your local machine. That debugging takes time. And also, we know how difficult it is to replicate real user behavior in a development environment as well. And you don't need to do that when you have the insights that Sentry gives you and that points you to the root cause. It just makes like diagnosing bugs like instantaneous almost without having to go through the rigmarole of replicating it live. And it's a dream for people on call. You know, I used to be on call as a dev, you know, in the middle of the night, 2 a.m., I'd get a call, oh, users can't check out. We don't know what's wrong. We had no error monitoring back then. I had no stack traces and session replay and all of that stuff. And I had to replicate it locally and probably fail at that. And oh, sorry, can't fix it. I need a team on it. We need like more people. We need an incident room. We, you know, remember the days of war rooms? Can you even call them that now? And so with Sentry, you don't need that. Like one person can look through everything, have all of the information they need, and then go fix it.
Okay. Get Sentry, go fix it. Too easy. Check them out at sentry.io. That's sentry.io. And make sure you use our code CHANGELOG and you'll get $100 off the team plan, which is super awesome. Again, use the code CHANGELOG, get $100 off the team plan, sentry.io.